Welcome to Investors Insights. Our topic today is the impact of the coronavirus. Adam, you brought up some really good points. It's headline news in terms of what's going on out there and the emotion involved. Talk to us about that because a lot of our clients are interested.
Yeah, so we got a lot of questions from clients. Along with my friends this weekend, I was talking with them, you know, how is the coronavirus affecting the markets? This is becoming a global epidemic, mostly contained in China. Right now, there's over 3,000 cases, 80 deaths, but only 5 cases in the U.S. So while you're seeing this on the news, think of it more in terms of a global impact. China has closed schools until February 17th. They've also closed a major theme park and travel. So that's going to be the biggest thing is travel. Travel and leisure are going to be affected. People aren't going to be able to get out. Earnings are going to take a hit, of course, because people aren't going to be able to get out to shop, things like that. So coming back to the markets, you know, some of these companies are going to see their earnings starting to drop.
Yeah, so there's a lot of emotion out there. And as we've talked on this blog before, emotion hits. It makes the headlines. The thing to do is remain calm.
Right.
And let us continue to keep our eye on it. And we keep everybody updated as we navigate through that.
What will be big this week is hearing how companies react on their earnings calls, projecting out how this will impact them and how they're reacting to it. Yeah. I think that may be able to calm the storm a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. So we think it's more of a short-term volatility as of right now.
Very much so. And then, Ashley, you brought up about consumer credit changes that are occurring here. So here we've got, you know, concerns about economic problems in relation to the market and health. Talk about consumer credit and the impact that could happen there, too.
Well, as we've always mentioned many times on the blog, the market is 70% consumer. So we always watch very carefully in it larger direct or indirect changes with that. And what's coming up fairly shortly is the largest consumer score that is used by banks and auto finance dealers and all of that is called a FICO score, F-I-C-O.
Right.
There are changes by the largest provider of that coming up that are going to make consumer credit harder to get. So the reason we're tracking is, you know, the credit's harder, the spending can be affected. So we're watching that carefully.
Right, right. Yeah, you apply for the credit card or
absolutely,
you know, the home mortgage or those kind of things, it may not be as easy to get.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so and that's probably a trend that's going to be with us for some time. And then, Trey, you know, we have talked on the vlog before. Okay, here's the headline, but the real stories may be in other areas. So coronavirus is the headline, the emotion of the day, but we still are keeping our eyes on the election. Is that correct?
That's right. So, yeah, exactly. The coronavirus has really taken the top billing in terms of the news cycle. I think right below that might be the impeachment. And somehow lost is that we're in an election year. In 1 week from today.
Who would have thought that?
I know. Yeah, I know, exactly. I feel like weeks ago, that was all people were talking about. So now we're 1 week away from the first actual vote. The caucuses in Iowa will be next Monday. And so while Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, Senator Klobuchar would like to be in Iowa today out there campaigning, they're in the Senate in D.C. And so that leaves Mayor Pete out of Indiana and Vice President Biden, who are two of the top three candidates right now, able to out there and campaign. While the news is focused on coronavirus, they're able to be boots on the ground. So the national news isn't really campaigning for anybody right now.
Okay.
So if you're able to be boots on the ground, meeting people in Iowa, which two of the top five candidates can, that may be a huge impact. So the top news really is an impact, is impacting taking away eyeballs. Then the secondary news is keeping some of the candidates in D.C. And then finally, so we'll see how this last week of campaigning really push Iowa into right now, Senator Sanders is leading the latest polls in Iowa. The market has historically negatively reacted to when he is leading. So we'll see how that pushes the market positive or negative as we go through this week. And maybe we start focusing back on election news.
Yep.
Okay, so a lot of emotion out there, you know, coronavirus, credit scores, and then from the standpoint of depending on who the lead candidate is could impact the markets. And here we've got earnings coming at us. Let's talk about earnings, Bobby. What a concept. Markets and earnings.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nobody's, right?
Let's get back to what really drives the market. So talk about it.
Yeah, huge earnings week. So half the Dow 30 companies reporting, a third of the S&P 500 companies reporting. So far, 67% of companies are beating expectations. So with all this noise in the headline news, we need this earnings season to be really good to dole out the noise.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of announcements this week. And I think also what Trey said earlier about that in those discussions about the earnings, they talk about how they're dealing with the coronavirus, the impact it could have on them. I think that will be booked.
Earnings are what happened last quarter, and then what they project for this quarter I think will be very important.
Yeah, very much so. So on that note, we greatly appreciate each and every one of you that watched the vlog, that forwarded it to friends, family, colleagues, neighbors down the street, that comment to us and interact. We appreciate the way you track our social media and make comments on that as well. We like to provide information so that even though the headlines and the emotion may be running high, you're informed, because knowledge eliminates anxiety, and it also helps you understand that you're on track, or can this impact a portion of my portfolio or all my portfolio. Keep that in mind as we move forward. We are going to navigate through this and keep you updated. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to let us provide you the information you need.